Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again. This is Dr. Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here and we welcome you again, as always, live, and we thank God for you. And we ask each and every one, amen, to call a friend and tell a friend the doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen. Our desire is to bring you the truth from a grassroots level and ask all listeners to share their biblical experience. Amen. So that we can grow thereby. The subject, stop creating fear in your mind. Stop creating fear in your mind. Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to bless and look upon each and every caller. O God, you know their condition. You know where they are. And Lord, we ask you through your Holy Spirit, bind Satan's hand. Whatever he desired to do at this time will not be successful. And O Lord, we know you have the power to do all things, seen and unseen. And Lord, we ask you, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray, because you said that when two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And we glorify you, and we thank you for being among us, because you say you'll never leave us and you never forsake us. And Lord, we know your word is true, because you have saved us, you have healed us, you have delivered us, you've given us the right mind to go on and see what the end is going to be. And we thank you for it. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, we all hear, we say, thank you, Jesus. God bless you again. It's your host, Bishop Poole, Doctors of Truth. I'm so glad to have you and you. Amen. Hoping and praying that the Lord has been protecting you as always. Amen. And in your prayers, amen, as we walk this journey, amen. He's preparing a better place for us. He's preparing a better place for us, and that's what our whole desire is, amen, that he is preparing a better place for us. And we thank God for him, amen, for you and you, amen. The subject, stop creating fear in your mind. Stop it. Amen. And we are looking at the situations that goes on today and the different trials and tribulation that's happening throughout the land in these last days. Amen. We know Jesus said in the book of Matthew that there will be many days, many situations, amen, conditions that are happening. But nevertheless, he's with us, he's around us, he's with us, amen, and he's have not left us, amen. And nevertheless, he is God. He is God in the flesh. Jesus Christ is God. Amen. He is God. He's the one that protects us and look over us. And when we come to that realization that he said John 3:16 is for real. Amen. Like the world say, it's for real. Amen. John, God does love this world. If he didn't love this world, we would have no world. Amen. Because of the information maybe you have compiled it in your mind. And this is what we're discussing here, always from a grassroots level. What you have compiled in your mind, what you have stored away by looking at situations and conditions, amen. What is the, if you were, your mind, some psychologists have, and we try to keep it simple as possible, amen. Let's say you have compiled in your mind, amen, all the negativities without knowing, because of the fact that when you bring up a subject is negative, the answer will be negative. Is no good at all in any of the answers, amen, that you research, and it'd be negative. I know, for example, when I went to service, amen, and become a sergeant over men. And my uncle told me before I left, he said, try to find some good in everybody. Try to find some good in everybody, because a lot of the men during that time was being drafted. And you can see the pain and frustration and the problems, amen, that they bring to the service because they didn't want to be there. They say, try to find some good in everybody. It doesn't matter what it is. Try to find some good in everybody, and things will go well. And at that time, I really wasn't a Christian, a following Christ, and a church worthy, because I was running from things that I thought would be hindering, amen, the life that I had planned. And many of you have planned a lifestyle, or you have gotten information that if you live this destined so, you will complete your dreams. You will complete your dreams. Amen. We're looking at three or four different type of scriptures, and we want to try to store up some good information, biblical information, and we want to take it from Paul, from the Romans, and we're going to move into three or four different type of scriptures. Then from there, you know, as always, we have this family, all of us come together as a family, as a studio, amen, as a classroom of life, and we discuss information to help one another. Proverbs 27:17 says that iron sharpening iron, that a man will sharpen the countenance of his friend. So in other words, we put information together, amen, try to really sharpen up your senses, spiritual man, about what might be happening to you, and you can pinpoint to get rid of this fear. Because somehow, somewhere, amen, you are creating it. You are creating it. You create it and not even knowing it. Amen. And Proverbs 24:16 said, for a just man falleth seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Proverbs 24:6 says, the multitude of counselors, there's safety. The multitudes of counselors, there's safety. So out of mouth, Jesus said in Matthew's, amen, 18, that out of mouth of two or three witnesses, amen, let his word be established. When you get two or three different people saying the same thing that you don't know, amen, it will give you, according to Ecclesiastes, amen, you will find, amen, wisdom. Ecclesiastes, amen, in the seventh chapter, say wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. Amen. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom give life to them that have it. And no one, that was the King James Version, is some that says that money is power. Amen. And knowledge is power. Amen. So Paul is saying here, amen, let's look at it this way. We're looking for power. We're looking for power. Amen. And this power and this knowledge, amen, will help you to get out of the spiritual fear that Paul talks about, out of that spiritual jailhouse, amen, of incarceration, amen, and put you in a position, amen, whereby you can find yourself prospering. Because the enemy, his desire is to hold you down. There's no weapon that the devil don't use for play. Amen. Every weapon he used is for play. And Paul addressed that, amen, to Timothy, the young pastor, amen, and young man of God. Paul, amen, in the pastoral letters, Paul told Timothy, amen, in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, he said, if God has not given us the spirit of fear, amen, but power, love, and a sound mind, amen. Fear is a spirit. It's a spirit. Amen. God does not give us that hindrance. God does not give us that spirit of fear. No, God doesn't do that. The enemy does that. Amen. And we want to talk about, amen, how to get out of that situation. And by one example, we want to use, amen, that you have a spiritual, amen, a natural, you have a brain, you have a mind, amen, and the brain, amen, itself is the clerk. Let's say you go to the bank and you ask the clerk, amen, give me some positive money, a positive thought, and some negative thoughts. Amen. And it will give you positive, amen. It will give you positive thoughts, negative thoughts, whatever you have stored up. Whatever you got stored up, amen. In your mind, what you have accumulated during the day, amen, it's in there. So Paul addressed, amen, that God has not given us, during the run of the day, God has not given us that kind of spirit. And Paul would begin with, Paul was saying in Romans 12, he says, therefore, 12 and 1 and 2, therefore, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. How do we be transformed? By the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, we have to prove. We have to prove out, amen, the old way of living when you come into Christ. We have to prove it out. You just can't just say throw it out there because of the fact you have some information in you have not been proven out. Is it biblical according to Jesus' teaching? Amen. Because Jesus Christ, before his teaching, is have not been proven out. So you got to prove out what is good and acceptable to God. Amen. You got to prove out, you have to prove out what your thinking is. Amen. And inside your brain, your mind, and Paul said, renew the mind. In your mind thinking, amen. How much of your mind thinking, amen, today been positive? Let's say your mind right now, amen, is the bank. Your mind is the bank, amen. And how much of positive thinking that you have put in your mind today? How much you gonna put in your mind today? Amen. Has it been all negativity about person, place, or thing? Or it has been some kind of positive thinking today? And we're gonna approach this as a bank. Amen, as a spiritual bank, amen, and your mind is the bank, and you walk up and say, well, you know, at the end of the day, this bank will start issuing out, amen, information to you. Now, you have to learn how to shake it out and be able to get the garbage out and get rid of the old way, old man, and like Paul said, we got to prove out. I heard a man was give me an example. Early part of the ministry, and always had a musical mind, a worried mind because of things that had happened in my lifetime, in my coming up. Amen. And I heard a gentleman was preaching and teaching concerned about your mind. I thought that was never part of Christianity. What my mind got to do with living for Jesus? That ain't should have nothing to do we're living to Jesus. It shall be whatever I do during the run of the day, going to church, paying my tithes and all, supporting the ministry, that should be important. But what I think should not have a part of Christianity. That should not have nothing to do. But the gentleman began to explain. He said, sir, now listen, if you was a farmer living out in the farm area, amen, you had some hogs around in your farm, and your parents left home, and so you take care of the house until I get back. And after they go, after a while, you hear a little bumping on the door, and you open the door, and here come two little hogs shooting in the house, jumping in the house. They have mud all over them, all over their feet, all over the body. That's jumping all up. Would you stand there and say, hello, little hog, please get out of the house. My parents going to be coming back. Or would you get a big old broom and start to begin to knock and hit those hogs and then run after a while and clean up and spray? Would you do that? And I thought about that. Because during the run of the day, you're going to be in contact with all types of environment, all types of people. You're either working or somewhere, your neighbors, your friend, your cousin, the dog, the cat, somewhere or another. You got an environment that you're involved in. And until you meet Jesus, until you go home, amen, this environment is not a Christian environment. It's a wicked world. It's a wicked world. These are the last days. And everybody's not wicked. So you have to sort out that. But whatever comes into your mind during the run of the day, it'd be a car blowing at you, unexpected. Somebody giving you the finger for unexpected. Amen. Some things on the job happen to you, unexpected. Amen. It can be, and all of a sudden, these things can happen, and it throws you off guard. You're not prepared. But if you don't be careful, it will remain in your mind. It might be negativity about somebody. Amen. It might be some why you was picked on, to be picked at. You don't know why this happened to you. Amen. Oh, you know, yeah, you go on. If you don't know how to shake it off and get it out of your mind, amen, it's going to pull you down. So the long story short about your thinking, you have to be able to get the negativeness out of your mind that you can have a positive thinking. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Amen. You got to be, like Paul said in Ephesians, amen. Amen. We have to be able to, amen, be able to take your mind. Amen. You have to be able to think on good things. Like, I'm sorry, Philippians 4. Philippians 4, you might have anxieties. You might have, amen, you might have problems and situations. People have let you down. Amen. It's, Philippians 4 was upgrade on my life and the Holy Spirit. They be in Philippians 4 and 6, be careful for nothing. You know, people can contentment. Be content for whatever you do. He said, be careful for nothing. Philippians 4 and 6. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, any praise, think on these things. Amen. We had God concerned about your thinking. Your thinking. If you do not get out the negative thinking in your mind, if you do not get a negative thing, it's going to build up. It's going to build up in your mind, and your mind naturally will kick out harmful and positive things. If anything really happened that you will say, oh, I can't believe that, I won't believe that. Amen. It doesn't want to store up drama and criticism. It doesn't want to store up that. But if you start beginning to rotate it constantly in your mind without putting in new information, positive information, amen, whatever information you have, that negative mind going to build up so, amen, that it's going to crash. It wants to crash. It doesn't have any place to go. And it builds up, amen, a critical spirit. You're going to build up, amen, nervousness, worration. It's going to build up in you. Amen. It's going to crash. I want you to crash. And you have no alternative, amen, but to lash out at the world. Amen. Because the mind, amen, is pushing you. It's programming you. You don't know what to do because of the negativeness in your mind. So if you ask the clerk, you come to your mind and you say, "Mind, give me something positive." Amen. It's like going to the bank and they say, "Well, sir, I'm sorry, you bankrupt. You don't have nothing positive in here. You don't have no money in here." "Oh, I thought sure I had some money. I want to look at the good side of. I thought you got an account, but you don't have no money." "Oh, you got negative. You got negative accounts." Amen. You owe the bank. In other words, you owe the bank. Amen. So if you don't have any positive thinking today that went into your bank account, a bank account of your brain, all the mind can give you, your thinking will come out of negativity. People been crashing, amen, abusing children, abusing themselves, want to commit suicide because of the information that they have gotten through the world. They have gotten through the enemy planning and plotting to create your mind, giving you negativity in your mind. Amen. But God is concerned about your mind. That's why Paul said, amen, as long as you live in this earth, you got to renew this mind. Amen. Because if you don't, it's going to crash on you. And what it is, fear is a spirit. To get rid of fear, you have to do something about your problem. Be active can solve a problem. Whatever the problem is, you go to Matthew 7:7 saying, "Seek, knock, and ask." Amen. Activity. Be a doer of whatever it is that's going on. If you need money, seek for a job. If you're sick, seek for health. Amen. The Bible doesn't lie. You got you saved, and it has the answer for all problems. If you're investing and want to know how to invest more, amen. Ecclesiastes says in the 11th chapter, cast your bread upon the water. Amen. And not only for 7, but 8, because you never know what's coming upon the land. And you see a lot of things happening in the earth. So you have to renew your mind about investing. You have to renew your mind about health. Amen. God is so much in the Bible, not just part of the Bible, all the Bible. But nevertheless, the answer is you got to be a doer. What knocks down fear? You have to take action. Take action towards your problems. Take action. Amen. That'll knock it down. Do something. Amen. If no more than be physical therapy, go out walking. Go out walking around. Amen. Jogging. Some activity. Amen. That all you're trying to do what? Switch. You're switching. You're switching the mind. You're clicking it from a negative and you're switching it on another subject. Amen. If you got negative going on, say, okay, I'm going to take this energy and I'm going to take this negative energy and I know I need to do better. It's going to push me to do better on the positive side. There's a positive side to every situation. Preparation. Amen. The preparation. God is preparing us now. Even though the world is in a bad chaos position, he told us about it, but Jesus is preparing, and we are preparing to live here because he's given us power to live here. And it comes through information. He's given us knowledge. Amen. And that's why he's seeking and pushing you, amen, to do something about your problem. If you know people, amen, that are going through situations, amen, tell them don't be a lazy person. Come on, let's do something about your problem. Get up. Get up. Proverbs 20:24-16. He said, a just man can fall down 7 times. Amen. So thanks. People can let you down. People can let you down, but you can't sit around and mope on it. And yes, it hurts. Yes. Well, get up, shake it off. Get yourself together. Let's go on. Let's walk out of this thing. Amen. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. That's why you go to church. Amen. A church home. That's why physically you have to get out. Amen. Going to the church home and shake another one of those hands. Let somebody pat your Holy Spirit lead you. Force yourself to clap your hands and sing a song. Get out of the environment. Isn't that right? Amen. Amen. The devil's children, they don't stay home. When they have certain days, they go to the club. There's no more bumming a cigarette, bumming a drink. Amen. You know how it used to be. You know how it used to be. All of you, nobody, nope. Nobody was bone safe. All of us bone in sin. Sorry about that, but we're all born in sin. Amen. We all got a sin record. That's why Jesus came. There was none righteous, no, not one. Book of Romans says, no, not one of us was born righteous. So the information you have, we all accessing the information that we have. With James 1 and 8 say, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you have to get your mind, settle your mind. Amen. Get that spirit of doubt. Amen. If you sit down and write down what you did positive today that you can say that you can draw off the bank, spiritual bank tomorrow, amen, that you can look, eat, say, well, what happened to you today? Oh, well, at the end of the day now, end of the day, your mind going to start clicking back on that. It's going to click back on that, and you got to learn how to say, wait a minute, I want some positive. Because if you don't get it out of your mind, amen, it's going to linger there. It's going to go into tomorrow. It's going to go into the future. So you have to learn to wash it out. Remove it. Stop. What it does, it's going to build up. It's going to build up. It's going to build up. And you just be a fearful person. You'll be afraid to walk outside the house. Amen. Everything you look at, you're going to be cautious and worried about it. Amen. And next thing you know, amen, you'll be in prison of fear. So stop creating it. How we stop creating it? Don't let it fear build up. Don't let worration build up. Don't let doubt build up. Amen. Do something about it. How you do something about it? Talk about it with somebody. Research it out. Say, is this true? Amen. Philippians 4 say, whatever is honest, whatever is of a good report. Amen. You have to find out is a gossip. Amen. Jealousy. Amen. Why people are jealous? Because they wanted to do something about a situation. So you're going to turn around and it's like the first murder in the Bible. Cain killed Abel. God did not accept Cain offering. And God accepted Abel. And he thought God should have accepted him, but he didn't do his best. He didn't do his best towards God. And then he didn't keep what God told him to do. Amen. The rules and regulations, how God want to be worshipped. Amen. So he lunched out after, amen, somebody else. Amen. And that's what fear does for you. All those different spirits, jealousy, worration, amen, doubt, confusion, all those. Amen. They're partners and they're kin. We don't want to be involved in that. All right, we're going to open up the line. As always, we thank God for the spiritual family. Amen. God brought you here on this subject for a certain reason, a certain time. It's not a mistake, amen, that you're here. It's not a mistake because you got to share this with others. Amen. But first, you got to work on yourself. Amen. You got to drive through it. You have to be, Holy Spirit, remind me that you be concerned. Amen. Oh, I need this. What's happening to this? Okay, find somebody. Call somebody. Write somebody. Seek it out. Research it out. We got computers today. We have texts. Amen. We got emails. Amen. Search it out. Amen. Don't let that spirit, because it does, it just holds you back from what God got for you. Amen. You might be the Joseph in the family. Amen. If other people are looking at you. Amen. Yes, you're going through things, but that's why the word through is there. You're going through. Amen. And fear want to be the stop sign. No, don't go no further. Amen. But just make a U-turn and go around him. Amen. Go yield to the right or left and get out from around fear. It's there. It's real. But it's an answer for it. You can get out of it. You can move around, but it's good therapy for you. The lines is open. The lines is open. Amen. We're going to the studio. We're going to open up the studio. Amen. And we may like to hear comments that happened to you in your life, or maybe some questions. Maybe you have a revelation. The Lord show you how to deal with certain things. We don't get into personal problems or fight against anyone. Amen. Because sin is sin. It holds you back from what God got planned for the future. When you fight against God, amen, then all other things, no protection. When you fight against God's moves and rules and regulations, because when you go with God's way, that's righteousness. That's right way, righteousness. When you go do what God says, amen, through his son, Jesus Christ, amen, you get protection. Amen. You are able, amen, to stand. And Paul said, when you do the stand there for wit. If God can be for you, who can be against you? Amen. All right, we open up the phone lines. You can press one on your phone. Those for them, but the first time, amen, we always honor your name and your location. All you have to do is give your our call and match one on your phone. And you don't hang up, match one on your phone and stay on the line. And we'll give you the area code and the last four digits. Amen. Those that are here for the first time, amen. Then afterwards, the last 5 minutes of the broadcast, we have prayer for everybody. Amen. We are now, we'll dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We thank God for the studio. Amen. If you have a comment or maybe a question you want to ask, amen, that we have a large studio tonight, as always. And I thank God for you. Amen. Of all parts of Florida and other areas. Amen. And we want to maybe be of help to you. Hopefully be of help to you. Amen. Help you come out of your situation. God wants you to come out. You have the power already. You have the power and authority already, but you got to activate it. Activation is doing something about your problem. Amen. You already got God promises, amen, if you do this, and he'll get you out of situation. Amen. He gives you strength, but he wants you to help others. First, you got to help yourself, then you can help others. Amen. That's what God does. Jesus didn't just die, amen, to give us salvation. You got to come through and say, Lord, I like to have, I want to be saved. I want to be go to heaven. I want eternal life. I want to live forever. And you got to do it yourself. You got to activate it yourself by your mouth, your thoughts, and your actions. Amen. You can't live to get it, but you got to ask for it. You got to want to have, amen, what God has for you through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, you can press one on your phone. We're here. We're talking about fear and how it can. Amen. Paul, he was saved. Paul is saved. Timothy is saved. He's a pastor, young pastor. Amen. And Paul was instructing him. Amen. These things will come and go. Amen. People think that when you become a pastor, elder, minister, you're exempt. No, you're not exempt. You're still living in this world. You're still living in this world. All right, we're at 954-4427. Eric, 954, last four digits, 4427. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you.
On the call. As usual, I like the topic. I was thinking about, I was thinking about this. It made me think about your muscles in your body, and if you don't exercise or do some work, your muscles will get soft and get lazy. They get soft, and if you don't use them and keep them built up, you'll be so weak you can't do anything. because, you know, your muscles have gotten softer. Now, your brain is the same way. If you don't build it up, then it'll get soft and you get so you anything that throwed at you, anything you hear, you pretty well go along with it. You know, the Word of God tells us over in Philippians 4 and 8 that God gives us peace, but we got to hold on to it. We don't want to lose our peace at any time or once we get it, because see, when we're born again, now it's our mind that's been renewed. And the mind being renewed means we got to go together. We got to get busy now and start putting good things in the mind. You know? And Philippians 4 and 8 tells us that we should think on whatsoever is true and honorable, just, pure, whatever is lovable and commendable, if there's anything of moral excellence, and if there's anything worthy of being praiseworthy, we ought to focus on these things always. And this is how we strengthen our mind. If our mind is focusing on the things of God, then it's going to be strong, so that when the carnal-minded this tried to come in, it can't penetrate, because we'll focus on what words say, those things that are honorable and just and pure. We have to strengthen our mind, and we strengthen our mind with the Word of God. And when we're sitting around idly, don't entertain all the negative thoughts that the enemy constantly bombards us with. But keep our mind focused on what God say. Think on these things always, that your mind will be girded up so that the enemy can't slip up and get you to wander off thinking in a negative way, because your mind is fixed on the true thing, the Word of God. That's it. So that's what I see, because, you know, you are responsible to put on your armor, to build yourself up so you're ready. At any time the enemy try to slip in and slip a negative thought in your mind at all, no, you're full of the positive Word of God, because you're thinking on these things like the Word say all the time. So you're never entertaining the negative. Once you start thinking that way, I call it stinking thinking. You know, don't let your mind just wander off where it's always thinking on the negative thing. But get into God's Word and keep enough God's Word in there so you can think on God. God's glory is all around us. And if we focus on His glory, we keep the positive things, those things that are pure on our mind, and the negative things can't enter in.
Amen.
I just wanted to.
All right. As always, God bless you with that insight, amen, of knowledge and understanding. Amen, because we are in the spiritual warfare, and the enemy will be sending on a spirit of fear. He sends some other kind of spirits, and you have to just keep your mind. Say, wait a minute, what's this in here? This don't belong in here. Amen. All right, God bless you, man of God. Always good to hear from you. Stay warm. Stay warm up there.
Yes, yes.
All right. All right, God bless you. All right, then. All right, we're moving right along. Amen. As always, we need to hear the insight. Amen. Or two or three more people. Amen. We're talking about, amen, you need to understand. Amen. The enemy will send some things. Amen. You get that out of your mind. But don't let it sit in your mind. Think it's not harmful. It is harmful. Amen. If it's not godly, it's harmful to your mind. Amen. You live in this world now. There's going to be a lot of things out there, but you knew how to shake it off and get it out of the way. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We thank God for you and you. Amen. We're talking about stop. Stop it creating fear in your mind. Stop letting it sit up there. It's going to come in. You live in this world. You might be on a job. You might be on a job where you have so much negativity, so much whatever it is going on in your job, and you know it's not godly. You know it's got godless. So you can't change job, 4 or 5 jobs all the time. Amen. You have to learn how to ask God give you that ability, and He will give you that mind. He will give you that mind to overlook it. Amen. It's not harmful to your salvation. It's not harmful to your salvation. Amen. It's harmful to your freedom in Christ. Amen. You're going to hear things. You're going to hear cursing. Amen. You're going to see things. And the Lord wants us to walk in this world, but not to be of this world. He don't want us to be actively in that all the time. He wants us to, yes, you got that family. You got the work. Amen. You got to live in your community. Amen. You haven't always been saved. People tolerate you. People tolerate you too. All right, you can press one on your phone. Amen. Press one on your phone, and amen. And we're talking about, amen, stop creating it. Don't let it build up. Negative thoughts can build up. Turn to, amen, you want to drop out of society. Amen. You want to look at the part where you feel there's no hope. Amen. If you let that go on in your life. The thinking go on in your life. All right. So I don't want to have all that negative thinking, negative thoughts. It's like we said, it's like a bank account in your mind. If you let negative thoughts go on in your mind, it builds up, and you don't have any positive thoughts in there. Amen. You missed the bus, or you had a flat tire, or you run out of gas, and you just throw your hands up and say, oh, life is going to stop. No. Shake it off and laugh about it. Oh, I had a flat tire, but I got it done. Thank God. I call and let people know I had a flat tire. I call around. Amen. Oh, I needed gas, and I called this person, that person. I got something done. Action will stop fear. Action. Be a doer. Amen. Of whatever's going on, amen. Find a solution. And when you find that solution, do something about it. Positive and godly. don't do ungodly about a problem. You have to do godly things. Amen. All right. Press one on your phone. Amen. We're moving right along. We don't want to overlook anyone. Amen. We want to be able to hear what you have to say. May you, amen. We thank God for all area codes. Amen. You're here because God, through the Holy Spirit, amen, helping you to see, amen, that he said he'll be with you. God is with you. And that means he give you a thought. He give you a revelation. Amen. He'll move things and move people for you. But you have to move for yourself. You have to walk with it. Amen. Like you put a little radio in your pocket or a little cell phone, or like you're on the phone now. Maybe you know you have to turn the phone on, amen, to get this program. So there are some things God don't take away from you. You have to be active in being the solution to the problem. Amen. You are the solution to your problem. Be action towards it. And all right, you can press one on your phone. I don't want to take up the time. We're running right now and halfway, almost quarter of the program left. So we always like to hear from you. Concerning, you can stop the fear. Amen. You can think positive. Amen. Maybe if people say, Lieutenant, I thank God for my haters. They push me. They push me. You have some parents, some teachers, or some coaches thought better of you. Say, well, you can do better than this. Amen. You're a better person than what I see you've been acting like. You got some bad influence in your life. Amen. The Holy Spirit is your coach. The Holy Spirit is your leader. Amen. Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter. Amen. The Spirit of God. Amen. You might not think so, but he's been really moving you and navigating you. Amen. And you look back last year and look where you are now. that what's happening now. Amen. You made it, and you're still going to make it. As long as you stay with Jesus, you stay with Christ, stay with the church families, and don't isolate yourself. Amen. Like the enemy wants you to isolate yourself. Amen. You're better than what you think you are. Amen. You got more going for your life than what you think. So you don't put yourself down. Amen. All right, you push one on your phone here. Amen. We're really working into the time. We thank God for the full studio, but let me stop talking and let you say something here. Amen, because that's what we're about. We're about hearing from you, and you. Amen, all of you. Amen, because you have something to share. You have something to share. Amen, to be helpers one to another. All right. Philippians 4, again, is one of the Lord gave me. And the Lord worked through scriptures. Amen. Reading the Bible, store up knowledge about God through the Holy Spirit. He'll bring back what you have learned. And I was going through some downs and outs about people and situations. And he gave me Philippians 4. He said, be careful for nothing. Amen. 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 Don't be so up. The enemy can use that. Amen. The enemy can use that when you, amen. He said, be careful for nothing. He didn't say don't be responsible. Amen. But in everything, by prayer, tell God about it. Do something. Tell God about it, number one. Tell God about it. Tell the Lord about it. Amen. Amen. And wait a while. Wait a while. Wait on him. Amen. Don't be so compulsive about it. Amen. You never know. People don't know what motivating people today to the Holy Spirit mind you. Amen. Things like this, cold weather, hot weather, amen, it strengthens your understanding that God never leave you. God said, people been saying, you got to be strong, you got to have money, you got can't be sick. No. God, we be with you always. Always. Paul found out, Paul was saying, amen, God is with you always, regardless of whatever the situation is. You'll find that God is not what, prove it out. God said, I'll never leave you. Jesus, through his son, Jesus Christ, he said, I'll never leave you. And I never will forsake you. Amen. He's not going to forsake you. Amen. Because of your transportation, mode of transportation. He's not going to forsake you. Because of your income, whatever income you do have or you don't have. No, he's not going to forsake you for all that. All that. Prove out. Amen. What he says. Amen. The world can do all they want to do. But why would he die and suffer so on the cross? Amen. Because you don't have natural things that he want to back away from you. No. God never leave us. Amen. Realize that and accept that. All right? All right, we can push one on our phone here. We want to, I think we're about at 954. Last four digits, 4427. Are we there? In that,
Yes,
sir. Go right ahead. Yes,
sir. You know, I'd be there with something in the Word that always I looked at, and the Lord tells us to have joy in all things. And
mm-hmm.
I thought about that now, and say, have joy in all things, not some things or some time, but have joy in all things. And I thought, God didn't even, he didn't even spare death in that, because in his words, he said, now to be absent in the flesh is to be in the presence of God within a moment. Mm-hmm. So We are to have joy in all things. That message there really just rings true, because when we focus on the joy of the Lord, the glory of God is all around us. And whatever condition we're in, there's someone looking at us who would like to be in our position. You know, there are people, we have homes and where we can have the comfort of a home, or take nice warm showers and have a home to sleep in. So there are people who don't have that. They don't have a home at all. There are people that maybe might be homeless, but they're not sickly. They're not sick in their body. So they're healthy enough. They may not have a home, but they, at least they're not sick. You know, so you can find joy in every part of your life, but you have to focus on it, because hope is what you got to have. And when you are not focusing on the negative things in your life, and you're focusing on the positive, that's where hope goes in and restores your faith and keep your faith strong, knowing, and that's how you come up out of your position, and your life begin to change, because see, that hope in you, hoping for better, knowing that you have something to have joy about, and that is the fact that you're alive. And if you're alive, there's the joy right there. You know, it's more than some people have. There are many people that are sick and dying or on the deathbed. But we all have something that we can have joy about, because God has given us life. And as long as we have that life, there is hope. And that hope can strengthen our faith, and we focus on the good things instead of the bad, then we can come up out of our misery. At least we can have peace in our hearts.
Amen. All right. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. Amen. You keep your hope in this time of the season of the year, a time when you reach back. Amen. You can always hear this program again. Amen. You can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. You go down the page and you can click on Blog Talk Radio and go to the Expo. You can hear a lot of more of this broadcast. But those that like sports, amen, they will always say, well, my team going to come back. They never give up on their team. Amen. But don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. That hope that you can, your team going to come back. With 1 second in the game, amen. 2 seconds, well, something's going to happen. They keep that hope to the last, amen. But don't give up on God. God will help you, amen. But you got to start up in your thinking. Start in your thinking, amen. Examine, amen, what you are fearful about. Examine that, amen. See if anything, amen, that you can't do. If you can't do it, we need somebody else. In this life, we always need somebody else. Amen. We need Jesus to get us out of this situation. Amen. This world, and he's the one preparing for us. You need your brother and sisters. Amen. The world will turn your lights on. They will. Amen. You get your gas. You go to the restaurant. Amen. Somebody cooking for you. Amen. The signal light is working. We need others. We need others. If you're going to go forward, be successful in life, you need others. Amen. So don't let fear put you in prison. Amen. God, give us the answer. And doing something about it, amen, will free your mind. It'll help switch your mind over. Reading the Bible will help switch your mind, because fear is a spirit. And the word of God is spirit. Amen. It cuts between the marrow and the bone. I mean, God's word is spirit. Amen. So when the enemy see the spirit of God, the sword of the spirit is the word of God. Amen. It'll leave. And you try to come back, you can, then you know. Say, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. This is not of God. Amen. So all you need to do is switch channels tonight, tomorrow, today, wherever you might be listening or reading. Switch your mind. Switch your mind godliness. Read the Bible. Get on another subject. Get on another game or something. Amen. But don't let it dwell in a negative area. It feeds the wrong part of your life. Amen. God bless you tonight, today, wherever you might be listening. We're going to go into prayer. And maybe we can get about 3 or 4 people, if it's possible. We don't know. Amen. Before we be out of this broadcast. Amen. Thank God for all of you. Amen. All right. We need go right ahead. 954-4427. Give us a prayer.
Yes. Yes. Well, Father God, we thank you for the broadcast tonight. And as we listen to this broadcast, Father God, we realize in the world today, we are bombarding our mind with a lot of negative things. We walk around with our ears covered up and our eyes glued to our phone. And Father God, we are entertaining so many things that are not of you. That the word, the pure word, those things that are lovely and honorable, those things, Father God, that your word are absent from our sight and our ears because we are entertaining too much of the negative things. Help us, Lord God, that we will clear our minds, that we will receive your word and dwell on those things, Father God, that are honorable, those things that will store treasures for us in heaven and not, Father God, be so carnal-minded. Bless us each and every one, Father God, that we will spend more time in your word, that Father God, will strengthen our spirit man, that we will walk in righteousness and be obedient to your word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Area code 305-4271. God bless you.
Father, we are grateful for your great love you have for us. We thank you for the joy tonight of the program that we're hearing. We thank you, oh God, for lifting us our heavy burdens and drowning our sorrows. You said that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And if we believe on him, we shall not perish. And this is our problem, oh God, with the death sentence in the whole world and sea of men. We are not perishing because of Jesus who's alive in us. In him is life. And we just so grateful, Lord, that you've chosen us out of the world. Help us to stand. Bless brother all people and all that are listening tonight. Give us strength, oh God, and that love that we're hearing so much tonight about, that we won't perish. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. God bless you as always. If somebody can give a 30-second prayer, you're welcome. Amen. If not, God bless you all. Amen. Once you start switching your mind, you have the power to switch the subject. Amen. You have the power to install positive thoughts. Amen. You'd be surprised. Amen. You can find good in every area. Amen. They always tell us in the service, if you get caught, always never give up. Look for a way to escape. Amen. So if you find yourself in negative areas, you find yourself, amen, controlled by your fears, amen, look for another subject. Switch to a different subject. Amen. Put a picture in front of you where you want to go, where you want to live in the future. And we love you. God bless you. Amen. Until next time, keep the faith. Find the hope. Find the hope. And that hope is in Jesus. We love you. Until next time, God bless you. Doctrine of Truth is off. God bless you.